A good vach, Mitzvah Shabbos, Parshas Vayigash, Kum Lela Blat Gemara. We are up to Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph at the Mishnah, and we're finally coming back to matters of Pesach. We're going to talk about matzah today. Eilu Devarim, the Mishnah says the following items: Sha'adam Yetzir Behen Yedei Chavasa BePesach. When it comes to matzah, matzah can be made out of the following ingredients: Bechitim, out of wheat. Se'oilim out of barley, kusmin out of spelt, uveshifun out of rye, uveshiboy l'shul. It looks like Rashi says shiboy l'shul means the tail of a fox, and that's oats. It looks like the tail, the way it grows, the stalks, they look like the tail of a fox. Now the next part of the Mishnah is a Mishnah we had a number of times in the Brachas, and we had an Edivin, and the Gemara have exactly the same discussion has in every place. And that is v'yoytzin, you can use matzah demai. I think we'll talk about each of these things soon. Yaitzim b'demai. Demai is if you bought, purchased from an Amah Oretz, and you don't know an ignoramus whether he gave Maiser or he didn't give Maiser. Now the majority of the Maratzim do, but some don't. So the Rabban Moch Machme, when you purchase from them, you have to give Maiser again, because it's demai. Demai stands for Do-Mai. What is this? And you can use matzah out of demai. We'll see in the Gemara why. Uve Mais edition, or the Maisa that you give to a Levi, the 10%. Shenitla Trumasa, the Truma was taken from it. So obviously you're allowed to, what's the big deal? You're allowed to eat the Maisa that was given to the Levi. There's no Kedush in it, there's nothing holy about it. The Gemara was plain. Uve Maisa Sheni, that's the 10% of the first and second, fourth and fifth year. You got to take with you to the Shalayim. Also, you can make Maisa out of that. And the Hegdish Shenivdu, or Hegdish that you redeemed. Again, all of these things, obviously you could. Why shouldn't you? But HaKoinim, and Koinim, the challah that they receive, they can make matzah out of that and eat it as matzah. Uve Truman, the Truman they receive, they can make it matzah as well. Again, what's the Chiddush? We'll see. Avoloi, but what they cannot do is Tevel. Tevel is the crop before you separated all of its chiyuvim, all of its obligations. Tevel, again, we said, Tovloi is no good. So you cannot make matzah out of that. You won't be yaitzir. If the Levi has a maisa but didn't give the truma to the kohen, then obviously you're not allowed to eat it. The leiber maisa sheni v'hegdish shaloini, the nor maisa sheni, or hegdish that you did not redeem. Before you said maisa sheni that was redeemed, you can. Or we'll see later whether maisa sheni in the shalim itself. Can you make eat matzah for maisa sheni while you're in the shalim? Sorry. And the Chalas HaToyda. The Toyda has four sets of matzahs. Three of them are matzah, one of them is chametz. So those matzahs that you use for the Toyda, you should not use for Pesach. We'll see later why. Or the Kike Nazir, so too the Nazir also has matzahs that he has to bring along. You cannot use those matzahs as well for Pesach. You're not yotze with them. And then he says it. Also, Latzma, if you made them for yourself, the bread of the Taita or the Nazir, ain't Yotze ben. You are not Yotze with it. But also, Linka Beshuk, if you made it to sell in the marketplace, then Yotze ben, you are Yotze with it. If you've made it for the marketplace, then it's all right. Again, we'll see later why. Now the Gemara starts explaining these different species. Tana be learned. Different kinds of grains for matzah. Kusmin is minchitin wheat. Shiboy l'shul v'shifun, shiboy l'shul, and shifun, this is oats, and rye is minza'idi. They come under the category of barley. Now, what's the difference? So Rashi says we're talking about, you know, when it comes to truma, you have to give, you cannot give truma from one kind of grain, from one kind of food to another. Nor can you give from one grain to another. Barley cannot be for wheat, and wheat cannot be for barley. So spelt can only be for wheat, and rye and oats can be for barley. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos totally disagrees. And Tosfos says clearly that that spelt can be used for barley as well as for wheat. And therefore Tosfos learns we're talking about if they combine together for challah. That if they combine for challah or not. And he explains that as if each one is a separate challah, you want to join them together, you can't. But if you knead them together, then you can. Okay, so spelt comes under what do you call it? Under matzah, under wheat, and rye and oats come under barley. When Daf Lamed Hey Yomer Aleph, the very first wide line, we just started the Gemara. Good vach. Says the Gemara. Kusmin. What exactly is Kusmin? Kusmin is Guba. That's spelt. Shifun. What is Shifun? Shifun is Disha. That is Rai. And Shibbol Shul is Shivile Tala. That's it's called Shivile Tala. Tala is a fox. And that is oats. Hani'in. You can make matzah out of these. But Oides V'deichin, rice and millet. You cannot make matzah out of rice and millet. Says Yigmar, how do you know you cannot make matzah out of rice? Says Yigmar, this is before kidneys, we'll talk about in a minute. Amar Shimon ben Laki, Shimon Laki says, V'chein toni Rabbi Shmuel, V'chein toni Rabbi Ben Yaakov, Amar Kro, it says the Pasuk. Lo yiseichal olav chametz, you should not eat chametz, that's the first half of the Pasuk. And then it says, Shivas yomim teichal olav matzah, 7 days you should eat matzah. What's what's the juxtaposition between the two? What do you learn now from the fact that chametz and matzah are written next to each other? We had a few different things we learned previously, but the Isra of Chametz kicks in only when you have the mitzvah of matzah. Rav Shimon said that. Here he says, Dvarim haboyim dechimutz, only those things which can become chametz, adam yetzi behen yedechivasi matzah, you can use for matzah. In other words, the five grains. Yotu elu, the exception is, these rice and millet, she'ein boyim dechimutz, ela desichon, they don't ferment, they just get rotten, they just get spoiled. So therefore, they cannot be used. You cannot make matzah out of rice. Says the Gemara, "Mastis and our Mishnah, the like Rabbi Yechim ben Nuri does not follow Yechim ben Nuri. Damar oides min dagun. Rabbi Yechim ben Nuri argues that rice is actually a grain, and therefore you can make matzah out of rice. V'chayov nachmetz karis. And in fact, if it turns into chametz, it's actually karis. The Tanya ben Nuri, Rabbi Yechim ben Nuri says." He says it's forbidden to eat rice and millet. Nesha karav lahachmitz. Interesting expression because it's close to become chametz. So iboilu, we have a question. What do you mean by shekarav lahachmitz? Does it mean the kadam lahachmitz? That it very easily turns into chametz. In other words, it can become chametz rice, and therefore you're not allowed to eat rice on Pesach. Unless you're very careful, you know, could come chametz, and you could make matzah out of it. Is that what he's saying? Or you know, karla hachmitz havi, or chametz gola havi. It means karla hach means that it looks very similar to chametz, but it's not really chametz, which would then mean you cannot make matzah. That means that if you have rice, you're not over and avera, and nor can you make matzah out of rice. So Tashma coming here, the time we learned, Amar Rabbi Yechim Nuri, oides min dogon, which is clearly in the braisa. Oides is a form of grain. The chayovin al chimutze karis, if it turns into chametz, it ferments, you will get karis, and the adam yoytze b'yidechavze pesach, you can eat matzah made out of rice. Okay, so Rabbi Yechim and Uri hold that you can make matzah out of rice, and it can become chametz. We disagree, we hold that rice cannot become chametz, and therefore, you cannot make matzah. Now, when we say rice cannot become chametz, there are some rishonim we learn that it cannot become real chametz, but it's a little like chametz, and therefore it's still an avera like chametz nuksha. But most Rishonim hold, you're allowed to eat rice. In fact, we'll have more Avi Psochim that Rava used to put rice on his kaira, on Pesach. It is only the Goinim that came up and said you're not allowed to eat rice because of kidneys, because the rice flour is very similar to regular flour, the way it grows, different three reasons why we don't eat kidneys, and therefore it's only Midrabana. But the Gemara clearly seems that they used to eat rice. Another thing Rabbi Yechim Nuri said, he said that kramis, whatever that is, we'll see in a minute, is chayeves bechalas, treated like a grain, and you have to give challah from it. Even though it says in the pasuk lechem, nevertheless, you should know that that rice is also considered the thing, and so is kramis. My karamis, what's karamis? Amar baye, shitznisa. My shitznisa, what is shitznisa? Amar papa, shitznisa. You want to know what shitznisa is? It is the mishtakha, it grows bene kalonisa. It grows among the kalonisa. I'm not exactly sure what it is. It actually says it's similar to millet and it's black. I'm not sure exactly what it is. Another pshat, it grows amongst the oats. Says the Gemara, Amar abba chanamayo shlokish. Now we're learning a very important thing over here. We know that if you have water and flour come together, you have to work with it, and if you leave it alone for 18 minutes, it becomes chametz. Some say 24 minutes. We're machmer, 18 minutes, it becomes chametz. It begins to ferment. But if you work with it the whole time, it doesn't. And that is water and flour. What about something else? So, Isa, if you took and you kneaded dough, biyayin, You use wine instead of water. Shemen, oil instead of water. Udavash, honey. Ein chayavin al chimutza karis. You don't get karis if it turns into chametz. Sounds like an aveya there is, but you don't get chametz. We'll soon see. Yossi, the papa of Yeshua, the papa of Yeshua sat there, came to Rabbi Barav in front of Yerav, and Yossi, Rabbi Barav, and come and Amr, Rabbi Barav, and went and dozed off. Omer, we met Rishon HaPapa, there were two friends, and he asked the papa, my time with the Resh Lakish, why does he hold that oil or wine with flour is not a problem of chametz? Why not? Omer, he said to him, Omer, Kro, it says in Pasuk, Leisoichel olav chametz, it says he shouldn't eat chametz, and make matzah. Tvodim sha'adam, now we're going to use that Pasuk and use the reverse. Before we learned that you that matzah has to be from something that before we learned that chametz it can become chametz only those things can become chametz you can use for matzah only the five grains. Now we're going to say that something that is that when are you chayy for chametz only if you can make matzah out of it, and therefore since you cannot make matzah out of flour and wine, it cannot become chametz. Now. Why can't you make matzah out of flour and wine? Because the Pasuk calls it lechem oini. And we translate lechem oini. There's the kri and there's the ksiv, the way you read it and the way it's written. It's written lechem oni, poor man's bread. We read it lechem oini. We'll soon see what oini means. But because it's called poor man's bread, that's water and flour. If you put wine and flour, or you put oil and flour, that's a rich man's bread. That's called matzah ashira, rich man's bread. And therefore, you cannot use that for matzah. So since he cannot use it for matzah, nor can it become chametz. So that's the rule that the Papa wanted to say. Something that cannot become matzah cannot ever turn into chametz. Anything which you can use for matzah, it turns to chametz, becomes karis. And here, flour and wine, you cannot fulfill your mitzvah. To have a matzah, shit, it's rich man's bread. And look, you get karis if it becomes chametz. Papa says, this rule you just made up doesn't make sense. It says, if you dissolved matzah and you turn it into a liquid form, begum and you swallowed it, if it was chametz, he'd get karis. But if it was matzah and you dissolved it in wine and let's say and turned it mamish into a liquid, ain't adam yetzi de chavasa pesach. You have not fulfilled your mitzvah on pesach. Here we have an example where you cannot be yetzi matzah and yet you will be over chametz. You just said a rule that if it cannot be matzah, like flour and wine, because it's rich man's bread, nor can it turn into chametz. Here we see if you dissolved it and turned into liquid, you cannot be yetzi the mitzvah of matzah with it, and yet you will be yetzi, and yet you're over chametz. So your rule is not correct. But how here the ain't other reason was a matzah, not yet a matzah, you got kodesh. In the meantime, itai buhud avidibarovin woke up. Omu is a dardiki, my kids. Hainu tailish lakish, you got it all wrong. You know what lakish word is? Should have a lembe peda, this is called fruit juice. Umay pedas a machmitzin, and fruit juice does not make chametz. Big machlekes and poskim here, the Rambam, the Raibid, Tesis, and Rashi. According to Rashi, when we say made pedas, fruit juice and flour, does not become chametz. It only means that it does not become chametz. You get karis, but it still becomes chametz. Is an aveira. Rabbeinu Tam says no. That made pedis is not machmitz at all. It's not an aveira at all. You're allowed to have it, but if a little bit of water comes with it, then it's a problem because the water then accelerates the process, and it will become asa. But you still don't get karis because the majority is made pedis. If the majority is water, then you will get karis. Big machlekes. Then there's a question about eggs. Because made peiros, is it only limited to the examples the Gemara gave here, which is wine and oil, and later on we're going to add honey, and later on some poskim add milk? Or do we also add the other, any liquid, for example, eggs? And Tosfos himself is mesupik about eggs, because he says eggs makes it very thick, and maybe... So Tosfos brings it, Rabbeinu Tam used to eat matzah ashira, which is because he holds that made peiros is not machmitz. But those, the Rambam and others hold that made peiros is osir, just you don't get karis. There's a question now, can you have egg matzahs on Pesach? Because he holds that when it says made peiros, eggs, others hold that made peiros include eggs. So big machleik is a poskin, and even though a lot of people do eat egg matzahs and so on Pesach, are those who are machmed and not eat any egg matzahs on Pesach or any other matzahs for that reason. Okay, let's continue. The Mishnah said, it's not suitable. So the Gemara answers, kiven diboy mafkin l'chasi. The law says that if you're a poor person, the chacham, you know what, you can eat your demai. You don't have to give my demai. Is we don't know what it is, right? You buy from a nama aretz. We don't know if he gave the maisa to the levi or not. Majority of aretzim did, some didn't. So we're machmir. We say, no, don't eat it till you give it away. But when a person is poor, the chacham, we're not machmir. They said the guy can't afford it. Let him have what he has. Doesn't have to give it away. Every person, in theory, can become poor. They can take all their assets and disown it and say, I abandon it. So the Iboy Mafkil L'chase, any person can go ahead and make all of his assets hefker. I don't want it anymore. So you turn yourself into a poor person. Havayani. Therefore, V'oichel D'mai. And you could eat D'mai. Since it's suitable, potentially it's suitable to you, Hashanami Chazilei. So now also it's suitable. And Tracy has a question when we say that the Yetzib D'mai. Rashi clearly says it means only b'di'evit. If you're ready, this is the only matzah you have no choice. But the question is, are you allowed to buy matzah from the Maya? According to Rashi, definitely not. But Tei says, no. Maybe you could buy matzah made out of the Maya. Why? First of all, for poor people. But more than that, since matzah is called lechem ani, poor man's bread, everybody who's eating matzah is like a poor person. And therefore, even you can buy. Interesting idea. But now we learn, machilos ani demai. You're allowed to feed poor people demai. You're allowed to give them demai. But saksani demai and soldiers that come to you, you're allowed to give them demai as well. According to Rashi, Jewish soldiers, and you have to feed them. You can give them demai. I'm going to tell the Shammai. Shammai that ain't nothing ani demai. Shammai says you're allowed to feed poor people demai. But saksani demai. But still says machil you're allowed to, and therefore you're allowed to have matzah from demai because potentially it's all right. Ma'isedishin. You gave the truma. If you gave the truma, then it belongs to a levi, and anybody, are you souls allowed to eat ma'isa? Once you took the truma, it's chulin. So what's a chiddush in the Mishnah? You're allowed to eat matzah made out of a maisa that was taking the truma. The dinner that's Gemara explains as follows. What the way it works is the first thing you do is you give truma. When you have crop, you give 2% to the kohen. Then you have, let's say, 100, you have 98% left. You give from the 98%, you give 10% to the levi. That's 9.8 of bushels. You give, let's say, 100 bushels. So you give 9.8 to the levy. The levy then has to give 10% of that, 0.98 bushels, to a kohen, and that's called trumas meiser. But if the levy didn't want to get 9.8 bushels, he wanted 10 whole bushels, so he jumped in while it was still growing. The chiv of truma doesn't start until it's piled up in a keddy. Let's say he jumped in while it was growing, he asked the balbos to give him, so he took his meiser, he took 10%, he took 10 full bushels. He skipped the truma. So in these 10 bushels, you have the 2% you're supposed to give to a coin, but he skipped it. Then he gives truma's maaser, so he bypassed the coin. The law is that once he did, he should have done it. But once he did it, you don't have to give to the coin. And the chiddush is that even though he didn't give the initial truma to the coin, since he gave everything else, you're allowed to use that for matzah. As Gemara says, "Lo, sichel." No. We need a chikdimu b'shibali. Jumped in the head while I was growing. Even not him, and it was mice. He took from it from his mice. He gave the coin the 10% from the 9.8 bushels of the lay. Not him, and it was. He did not take the truma gedoyla. The 2% he's supposed to give the coin. Mice edition. If you have mice, chikdimu b'shibali. If you have mice, that the levy jumped ahead while I was still growing. Potter mitruma gedoyla. You don't have to give truma to the coin. Shneur it says. And you should take from it, he tell the lady, take from it truma of Hashem, masa min a maisa, take 10% from your maisa and give it to a kohen. Maisa min a maisa, Amartalach, I told you, give 10% from your truma's maisa. Of the late truma gedoyla, don't have to give a 2%, that the Yisrael should have done. The truma's maisa min a maisa, says in what, only blah, 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 yell me out of so. According to this, so why dafka if it's still growing in stalks? Even if it's piled up, if the levy jumped in before the kohen did and took his meiser, why the pasuk says that meiser and a meiser and so on? So why do you have to give, and you don't give the truma from the meiser? So even if it's piled up, the levy should be potter. If he jumped ahead and took it, he gets his 10 bushels, 10%, and he bypassed the kohen. What's the difference if it's still growing in stalks or when it's piled up already? The potter should be potter. Regarding you, the pasuk says, "Mikol matanoi sechem, torimu laHashem." From all your matanoi, another pasuk says, "From everything that you receive, Levi, you should give truma." which encompasses money from everything. That means if you happen to have within your Maisa the 2% that belongs to the Kohen, give it to him. So we have one pasuk that says give the 2% to the Kohen. We have one pasuk that says don't give the 2% to the Kohen. So we decided while it's growing, if the Levi jumped in and took it, you don't have to give the 2% to the Kohen. But if once it stopped growing, it piled up, then you do have to give the 2% to the Kohen. So the Gemara Mari is, how do you know which way to go? How do you know which one to include and which one to exclude? So we answer, Hai Idgin, once it's piled up, there's a Chiv Mahatoira to give all the Maises. But Hai Loi Idgin, this is not piled up. It says in the further, Maises Sheini, it says in the Mishnah, and Maises Sheini, which you have to bring with you to Shalayim, if you redeemed it, or Hegdish, you redeemed, you can use that money and whatever you bought with it, use it for Matzah. Says the Gemara Pshita, what's a Chiddush? When you redeem the Maisa Sheni, you have to give the principal, but you don't give the penalty. Sorry, you have to give a principal, you have to give the principal, and you also have to add a little bit extra because it doesn't look right that you're the one who's changing it, so you have to add another fifth, or which is a quarter. So it's talking about a case where you redeemed the Maisa Sheni, but you didn't give that additional quarter. So the Chayda, maybe you didn't finish the job, and you have no right to use that Maisa for your own personal use for Matzah. Kamashalon, the Ein Chaymish Ma'akim, not giving that Chaymish does not hold anything back. Okay, but a Kohenim can use the challah that he receives as matzah over truma, pshita, why not? It belongs to the Kohen. Imad never thought, matzah shovel cholod min. I need matzah that anybody can be yetzi with. Kamashalon, that's why he said the pasuk, matzahs riba. There are a number of psukim that uses the word matzahs, and therefore because it says, you know, matzahs lechemaini, it says better to matzah, a number of times it tells you the word matzahs in plural to tell you to add, even if it's only good for Kohenim and not for Israel, it's good enough. Avaloi betevel, don't use tevel, pshita, obviously you can't, you're not allowed to eat it. Pshita, you're not allowed to, tzimaloi, tzricha, we're talking about a case, betevel, we're talking also with rabbanon. Shezare, ba'atzinok, you plant it in the potted plant that has no puncture, does not get any sustenance from the ground, so mahatoyde, there's no truma, mice, or nothing, it's not tevel. Only with rabbanon, and you cannot use it. And you cannot use it. Now, why can't you use it? Because in this case, Mahatoira, you have no obligation. So Mahatoira could be matzah. And if Mahatoira, it could be matzah, so why aren't you yetzer? So therefore, he says here, the reason is, or Mahatoira, you would have chametz as well. So Rashi explains, over here the problem is, it's a mitzvah habo ba'avera. You're having a mitzvah matzah, but coming through avera of tevel. So what we learn from here is that a mitzvah haba, you're doing a mitzvah in the Torah, even though the aveda is the rabbanon, it's considered mitzvah avera. Number one. Number two, we learn from here is a mitzvah avera doesn't only mean you did the wrong thing; it means you have not fulfilled the mitzvah of matzah. He's saying over here that you're not yetzer matzah because there's an issur de rabbanon there. Then it says ma'aser rishon shelo nitl trumas. He didn't take the truma. Obviously, pshita. If you didn't take truma, how can you be yetzer? It's tevel. In the case where it was piled up and the Levi jumped in first, I would have thought that maybe the Levi is exempt from giving truma at all to the Kohen and your matzah is good. I would have thought, like a papa asked by a question, why shouldn't it be good? Answer that, what? That no. We learn from a pasuk that it says matzah is that we learn from a pasuk that mekol truma matnasechem to remove that the, even though the Levi jumped in ahead, he still has to give a truma to the Kohen if it was piled up already. But later, my son, if it wasn't redeemed, shit, if it wasn't redeemed, obviously, if it wasn't redeemed, you can't use it. La'ilam, the nivdu, it was redeemed. My lay nivdu, when it wasn't redeemed, shalay nivdu kil chassi, didn't do correctly. My sasheni, what did you do wrong? Shepada, you redeemed it, agabe asimon, on a coin that does not have an image. Therefore, it's not a good currency. And the Rachmon Amateur says, v'tzarta ha-kesef. You should bundle the money and use the word tzarta, which also means a picture. Dover sheyesh letzure, a coin that is an accepted currency because it has an image of the king, the queen, whatever it is. So therefore, that's why it's not valid. That's a chiddush. Or hegdish shechiloi agabe karka. Or hegdish, you redeemed it on land. The Rachmon Amateur says, v'nosan ha-kesef ha-kome. You got to give money. And it'll become yours. And over here, you didn't give money, you gave property. And you would have thought it's good enough. And the Chiddush is not good enough. Tell them a minute. And why is it good enough? Tezra explains, we have a cloud or prata cloud. You can only use something portable, something mobile, to redeem it, not property which is stationary. I would have thought that you can be yotze with tevel that you didn't fix up. Says the Gemara. What do you mean tevel that you didn't fix up? Isn't that what tevel is? You didn't fix up. Ask the Gemara before the Braisa continues. Gemara has a question. Call tevel not melon yiskin. Every tevel you didn't fix up. Ella bet tevel shalon yiskin called tzarcha. Talking about tevel you didn't fix up completely. Shenitla mimenu truma gedolah. We're talking about tevel that you didn't fix up completely. That you took away from me the truma gedolah. You took the truma gedolah from me, the truma that goes to the coin 2%. But the Levi did not give the truma that he has to give now from the 10% he received. He has to give 10% to the kohen. Or he didn't give ma'aser rishon. You gave the truma, but you didn't give the ma'aser rishon. Or you didn't give ma'aser sheni. Or afilu ma'aser ani. All these other truma and everything else is holy, so you didn't do it. Ma'aser ani is not holy, but even if you didn't give ma'aser ani, you cannot use that crop for your matzah. If iser is for chametz, then you use a matzah. But over here, there's no iser of chametz. If you ate tevel, you didn't give the ma'aser ani, there's no iser of chametz here at all, therefore you cannot be yotze matzah. Only if it could turn into chametz, like we had before, the five grains, if it comes in contact with water, can become chametz. Therefore, if you're careful, you turn it into matzah. Elam shum bal teichel tevel. Over here, the avera he did was he ate tevel. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? Oh, but the surah of you're right, there's an avera of tevel, but there's also avera of chametz. Why should there not be, if you took wheat, okay, you didn't give ma'aser ani yet. You didn't give to the poor person his 10%. But you let it become chametz. Of course it's chametz. What happened to Isa chametz? Says the Gemara. Rashi says, Haman Reb Shimon, the author of this Reb Shimon, Domer says, Ein Isa chalal Isa. We have an axiom. We have a rule that says that one avera cannot coincide with it. If it already has another avera on it, you cannot compound with other averas. We'll have a big machlekes in Gemara's later, whether you say Isa chalal Isa or not, and even if you don't say, if it's not chal, but if it's a bigger Isa, or if it's Isa Mois, if it adds more to the Isa, or Isa Koyla, it includes other things as well, what happens? But Shimon holds, Ein Isa chalal Isa. So what happens? Since you have the Isa of Tevel, which came first, and then comes Pesach, and then you turn to the Chametz, since it's already Tevel, Chametz cannot be added to it. So since it cannot become Chametz, you cannot be Yaitse the Mitzvah of Matzah here. The time of Shimon, what did Shimon say? Shimon said, interesting idea. If you ate a nevela, you ate an animal that wasn't yeshechted, on Yom Kippur, by mistake, and normally Yom Kippur, if you eat by mistake, you bring a carbon potter, you are potter from bringing a carbon. It's Yom Kippur. So you are potter from eating a carbon, for eating on Yom Kippur. Why? Why are you potter? Because the Iser of nevela started before Yom Kippur. Let's say it died out of Yom Kippur. So he's already eating the veil on this meat. And now comes along Yom Kippur, ain't Isa Chol Isa. Even though the Yom Kippur is a stricter, you get, chorus and all that, it doesn't matter according to Rav Shimon. What happens if it died on Yom Kippur itself? So Chol Yom Kippur started at 6 o'clock at night, and this happened 9 o'clock at night. So Yom Kippur came in first. So Rashi explains, no, the animal while it's alive, it had an aveira called Eva Melechai. You're not allowed to eat the animal. When you shecht an animal, what you do is you remove the Isa of Eva Melechai. But and therefore, there was already an Iser on this animal before Yom Kippur came in. Tosis says no such thing, because if it was a different Iser, as soon as you shechted the animal, you eliminated Eivim and Achai, then Yom Kippur and the Iser of, if you didn't shecht, the animal died, Yom Kippur and the Nevela both came at tandem. They both happened at the same time. And everyone agrees if the two Averas come at the same time, then both Averas are there. Then it should have been Yom Kippur as well as an Avera. So Tesis never learns an interesting thing. Tesis holds an animal while it's alive. Every animal you're not allowed to eat the meat because it wasn't geshachten. There's an avera ena zavuach. He didn't shecht it. So therefore, it never stopped. If it died by itself, the avera that was there while it was alive is the same avera that continues after it's dead. And therefore, Yom Kippur is coming later and doesn't work. Ravina says no. I feel tame rabban. I can say goes even rabban hold on one isachal nisa mishi surish b'adir chumavad. I read the pasuk as follows. If the only avera that involved is chametz, then you can be yotze matzah. Yotze shesurish b'adir chumavad. But here you have another avera. You have matz. You have chametz, and the fact that it's tevel, and therefore you cannot be yotze matzah. Elav shabatirul tevel. Says him, what are you talking about? Midei tevel b'vad ksiv. Does it say anywhere only tevel? If they say anywhere only one avera, only chametz, the Torah says that if it can become chametz, then you yotze matzah.
Who cares? Other Avedas are involved as well. Where do you get this from? We go back to the first answer, the Rav Sheshes. Okay, this ends today's Gemara.